not all the world, not that much. And we thank you for that privilege, and we thank you that we can gather as your people in your presence and give thanks to you for all your wonderful blessings. Bless this day, bless the service, to your honor and your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Welcome to Harbor of Joy. You know, the past week and yesterday of thinking about 9/11 and what happened to the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the other plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. It's kind of like it's good to be here on Sunday after the fact to have something to celebrate versus all the doom and the hardship. It's can't believe it's been 20 years and all of us that are of age that we know where we were when we first heard the news or saw it on TV or heard it from somebody. But we're glad that you are here with us today. We have a lot to celebrate today. There's a lot of announcements to make, and there's a lot of people gone today as well. But we're glad that you are here. Just want to remind you, first of all, that we are celebrating our 11th. It was going to be the 10th, but last year was because of COVID. We couldn't do anything. But this year, we are meeting out at Ross and Terry Dirk's home, which is on Highway 71. You go south, and as soon as you get down below the hill, you take a left. It's kind of the only hill you go down. And if you cross the river, you've gone too far. So take the first left, that's right there, the road that takes you to the east. They're the first place on the right. And so we're going to park our cars on the east side on their property. We'll have a golf cart there for those of you that would like to have a little help in to go where you're being seated, which reminds me, if you have a lawn chair, bring it. If you don't have one, there will be some chairs there. But if we run out, guess what you're going to have to do? Either play musical chairs and get a chair, or you just bump somebody off their chair when they leave or something. But if you need to go to use the restrooms when you're there, that's where the golf cart comes in too. I will be driving the golf cart. I'll take you to the bottom of the house where you can, there's no steps there, and you can go in and use the restroom there. You just have to kind of raise your hand and get my attention, and I'll make sure to bring the golf cart where you are at. We'll take care of it. But thanks, Ross and Terry, for allowing us to come out there. The Benson family from Faribault, Minnesota is going to be there providing music. And we have dessert afterward. I hear there's ice cream. I'm going, where are you going to freeze ice cream? But then Terry said they've got a deep freeze out in the garage. So the ice cream and pie and anything else that's been brought after our time together. Which also reminds me that if there's something that you'd like to share with everybody out there about the beginning of Harbor of Joy 10 years ago, 11 years ago now, that there will be a time for that at the very beginning of the concert. That you can talk a little bit about what it was like back then when you got started, or something that's taken place in the meantime from when it started to today. Something that you appreciate. Thanking the Lord for giving to us Harbor of Joy. So that has to do with celebrating that this afternoon. It begins at 2 o'clock. So just keep that in mind, 2 o'clock. You can still watch the beginning of the Vikings game, and they'll probably lose anyway. So just come when you can. Come when you can, and you'll get the highlights afterwards. So another thing we celebrate today is Gloria McKinney. Gloria, are you here? There she is, Gloria. I just want you to come up.
Okay.
Just come on up here, and you don't have to say really anything. I just want everybody to see Gloria. Gloria comes from Spencer. That's where she grew up at, right? And she's also part of our sister church, Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer. She is working out at Ingham Okoboji Bible Camp, and she has said yes to helping us on Wednesday nights with our kids. I just want you to get to know her, and I want her to be able to see your smiling faces all the time. And you probably won't see any of these people on Wednesday night. But we sure would like to see somebody help, because we still need volunteers and people to help with different things on Wednesday night for the kids that come right after school, like at 3:30, If you've got questions on how you could be of any help, I would just say, call Patty Griffiths. Patty's not here today, but you can always see Dina, you can talk to Dina up here, and she will be of help, or she'll make sure that you'll find out before Wednesday. Not this coming Wednesday we start, but the week after. And so we are just so happy. We thank the Lord for your saints to be a part of Harbor of Joy. And I know that you will appreciate all of these people that are here, and then some that aren't here today, getting to know them. So Lori does play guitar, but it doesn't mean you have to play guitar. Just want you to know you play guitar, and you'll be a great help to our kids and youth here at Harbor of Joy. So is your mom here? Or here by yourself? Okay, McKinney. Now remember, you spell that capital M-C and then a capital K-E-N-N-E-Y. As I spelled it, K-I-N-N-E-Y, that's wrong. So it's usually E in there, McKinney. And so thanks, Gloria. Blessings on you. You've got to be a part of it. Things can we celebrate? Oh, Alan, there's Alan Holman and Sharon. I mean, Alan's got a big shirt on and the buttons are ready to pop off of it. They have just heard they become great grandparents for the seventh time. By Christmas. And so he says, yeah, that's what happens when you're older. And I go like, yeah. When you get great grandkids, you're like Methuselah. Blessings on you and the great grandkids as well as the grandkids and your kids. That would be the thing. We're happy for you. Let's see here. Oh, there's one other thing. Wednesday night, we're having our adult fellowship. It's a Wednesday night fellowship. We bring somebody in to talk about a ministry, but we also have a potluck supper before at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. You're welcome to be a part of that. I'm not sure who's coming positively at this time. Anybody know? Dr. Brad Meyer. He will be here. And so the meat is always provided. It's just all the extras that go with the meal. You can bring what those are. And it's always delicious. It's always delicious. And it's a great time to go out and take your wife or your husband and say, well, let's just go out and eat tonight. And bring him to the church. You will not be disappointed. Steve is good. Are you Steve?
Yeah.
I thought so. Good to see you. Again.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the congregation to enlighten the discern about prayer, pray for my marriage and STEM ministry.
Okay.
We have been under a lot of spiritual attack. And it's a long story. I don't want to take away from your apostle, but if people want to talk with me about it, I'd love to.
Okay.
But we're at a very difficult crossroads in both endeavors, and I am going to Tanzania on Thursday the 23rd of September for 2 weeks. And I would ask that the church would pray for my trip. I'll be here for 2 weeks. And just love you here and such great old friends. Well, long-term friends, not long-term
friends. Just get to see you today. I know you're part of like the STEP.
Yes.
You know, that goes way back. For STEM.
Yeah.
STEM or STEM?
Yeah.
STEM. Do you remember a number of years ago there was a terrible bus accident in Tanzania that had killed some students, and then they brought a bunch of students over to Sioux City for medical reasons, and they were here, and Steve was a doctor, and he was part of that whole thing as well. So,
well, another great miracle happened because with one of the girls who came on that Doreen was completely paralyzed from the chest down. And in the entire history of medical science, there has never been a documented case of that injury walking again. And that day in the OR, I asked Dr. Derwin, my co-surgeon, to put hands on her back. And I said out loud, very boldly, I said, God, I know you raised Lazarus, and you part of the Red Sea. And I know there's no chance for this young girl to walk without your amazing power. God, I ask that you would make her rain walk. She's graduating from high school, playing soccer, and walking to school.
Wow.
Sending my message really good. Yes.
Just to feed off of that as well, today, Pastor Kim Nappy and Bev are in Ghana and Togo. Through till the end of months.
In a couple weeks from
the... Yes, they will. And they do
hope
it would be great for them while they're going to be, of course, lots of things to pray about, especially they have no visa to get into Togo, and they're just praying God will open that door and they can go across the border into Togo, just simply on the invitation of Emirates and Togo's coming.
They're with reaching the unreached. You know, we should probably be praying for the cyclone people too.
Okay.
You know, they're not feeling so hot today, right, Steve? You know? That's all right. Yeah. I also want to remind you that, you know, our ladies at Harbor of Joy put together some beautiful bags for the teachers and the staff at the Okoboji Middle School and High School, right? In elementary school. There's 174 bags. And they delivered them on
Wednesday.
How about Thursday? Did
all
the numbers?
We got it put together on Wednesday. And thanks to Dale, Pat called in recruiter. And anyway, they delivered. They delivered all the bags. So we were done by Wednesday afternoon.
The band had to come. And I think that's another wonderful thing that you ladies have done for, I mean, this is on the teachers will not forget. And they were really blessed by it, the things that you put in. You don't know what's put in the bags. Talk to Cheryl over there. But that is, just want you to know too that there's a church directory that is being put together. Pictures will be starting sometime today. Nina is in charge of this. There is information that we're going to make sure that you fill out so that your name is spelled right. And there doesn't say on there a cell phone, but if you've got a cell phone, we'd like to know what your number is so that we can get a hold of you if need be. And so these little half sheets, as I see there's some in the back table. They're also flying out the narthex where the secretary's office is at, the big door. There's a shelf right before that big door out there. Pick one up, fill that out, get them back to us. And got any questions, talk to Dina about that.
I would just like to say to you, I typed up all the information that I've received so far, and they're on sheets out there in the entrance. So if you just check the type of information, make sure it's correct. You just write it okay if it's okay, or correct it if it needs to be corrected. Thank you.
And one last thing. The ladies are starting a Bible study on the life of Elijah, and Pat is not here. Let's see David. Let Dale know that if you want a Bible study book, that tell him your name.
There's a sign up sheet in
there. And there's a sign up sheet too. So they need to know that today so that the books can be ordered and that they have them here. So keep that in mind for that. Which reminds me that there's also a Bible study from noon to one on Thursdays. We just got through the introduction on study of 1 John. And so you're more than welcome to come. It starts at noon. We're done by 1. Very seldom we go over that time. Bring up a sack lunch if you like. Bring a cup of coffee, whatever, and get in on it as well. You're sure more than welcome to be a part of that. That is all the announcements that I'm going to give. There's a lot of things in the bulletin. Let's just have a word of prayer together as we begin our time with the Lord here today. We just piggyback on that already the Lord has begun in our hearts and our lives today. Heavenly Father, You know, the world in which we live in, and I don't think it's going to really get much better. It's going to get worse as far as the things that take place. But we're glad that we have you, because if we have you, we have everything we need. And so we just thank you for Jesus, for sending him to us, because without him, Lord, there would be no hope. And that we can rise above anything that takes place on this earth, because we have you to go to. And Lord, we pray today that there may be some here that don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, personal Lord. Lord, we pray that today there would be that time, that no one would leave here today without making that commitment. Just saying, Lord, I need Jesus. And I know that I'm a sinner, and only he can forgive me of my sins. And even if I don't understand all of what that means, I know that I need Jesus over everything else in my life. Lord, you will teach us. You will show us the way that you want us to go in the days ahead, because that's the way you are. You're a personal God, and you love us so much. And your grace is so wonderful in reminding us how much we do is out of our own works, versus just letting you do what you need to do in our lives. So Lord, help us to stay out of your way, and that we be followers of yours. We ask this not only today, but every day. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is mentioned in the prayer requests today, and there's some that aren't in there that are going through things that need a touch from you today. So we just lift your name up, we praise your name, and speak to our hearts today. As we know that you will have a little talk with all of us. A little talk of how much we need Jesus in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand for this song? And I'd just like to have you pay attention to the words, especially that last verse. When I stand in glory, and when I see your face, then I'll serve my King forever in his holy place. Just bear in mind that someday we're all going to face Jesus face to face. And I pray that all of you will be ready.
Responsible reading this morning. I will be the L person and you be the C for congregation. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy.
Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow.
Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me.
The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion.
The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me.
Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. We have a real treat with us today of a men's quartet that is going to sing a song called Just a Little Talk with Jesus. I think the average age is 82.
Not Denny. Denny wasn't figured in there.
Well, then it goes out to eat. We're just so appreciative for you, men, and for you, Karen, some other Karens. Karen for playing with these guys and practicing with them as well.
I get such a kick out of these guys. They're always so humble, and they're always so willing to practice, no matter what time of day, and they seem like they have a lot of fun, and I just really appreciate them.
Give you a standing ovation for that. Marion too. That was fun. I love that song. Thanks for being willing to share that with us today. You probably know that our minister of music, pastor, is not here today, Bob Floss. But you know, just those things that happen, you can't be here every Sunday. But it's just so good to be able to know that church continues to move on even if he's not here. Music may be a little bit different than when Bob's here, but that's okay. And we appreciate everyone who takes part in doing that. Well, I just invite you just to stay seated, because the text is kind of a long one here today, so I just don't want you to fall over or go like, we need to get done sooner. Sit down and try to stand. But it comes from Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, and this is really a very interesting text today. Mark 9, beginning with verse 14 through 29. When they came to the other disciples, this is Jesus and Peter and James and John, joining the rest of the guys, the disciples there, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. What else would you expect? They're arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. That meant they were tired of listening and arguing. They went to Jesus. What are you arguing about? What are you arguing with them about? He asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit and has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "Oh, unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. And when the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at his mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" And he replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this is a strange text for us here in Milford, Iowa. But this did happen, that this is true. And we're thankful that you were there, just like you are here today. Even if we come with our doubts, we kind of just say, "Lord, well, if you can help, here's what I would prefer and what I would like you to do." And it's Jesus who says, "What are you talking about? I can do all things. I can do everything if you just trust and believe in me. Just like this guy. He says, well, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, that's us. Many times we do pray. And we wonder if you hear us. We wonder if you will answer this prayer with the requests that we give. And so there's times when we just say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. May just kind of hammer that home to us here today with all that's taking place in this text, your word, the word of God. In your name we pray. Amen. The context of where this is found in Mark, as well as you find the same text, the storyline, a little bit differently in Matthew's gospel as well as in Luke's gospel. But what happens preceding this, and that's why Jesus is coming to these people with James and John and Peter, the Mount of Transfiguration has just taken place. They're coming down off the mountain. And they've had an incredible mountaintop experience with Jesus on that mountain because they saw that his clothes turned what color?
White.
As white. Whiter than any bleach could do your clothes. Whiter than the sun on a new blanket of snow. They saw Jesus in his glory. And they're just kind of going like, what is going on here? And not only that, but they see somebody there with Jesus, talking with him. Who's that? Elijah and Moses. Now I ask you this, how did they know it was Elijah and Moses? Have they ever seen him before? No. That's kind of the way heaven's going to be. Hello, everybody. Never met him before, but we've heard about him. And so you have Elijah and Moses there with Jesus on this mountaintop. And this is a time where I believe that these men are encouraging Jesus because they know what is ahead of him. What he has to accomplish, which is to go to the cross. There's a cloud that comes over everybody there, and they hear a voice in this cloud, which says, this is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Well, that's God's voice. So you've got God's voice, you've got Jesus that's there, and you've got the empowering of the Holy Spirit that's going to take place when it comes to delivering this man's son from possession. So this is what takes place. Oftentimes it's a lot like if you've ever been to a retreat or a Bible camp, and you go like, wow, that was fun, but then you go like, oh, it's over with already? That means we've got to go back home and back to real life. And some of you know that's life. You go like, I know what's there. I know it's waiting for me when I get there. And it's not going to be fun. But it sure has been nice to be on this mountaintop. You can't stay on the mountaintop forever. You got to come back down into the valley. And that's what Jesus is doing as he brings with him Peter, James, and John with him. And as soon as they come down, here they meet an argument taking place between the other disciples and the teachers of the law. It doesn't say what they're arguing about. And we do find that Jesus even asks them, what's all they're arguing about? What's going on? And it's not the disciples that respond to him. It's a man in the crowd. It is the man who came there with his possessed son, and he's specifically looking for Jesus because he knows that Jesus is the only one that can help him. And how disappointed he had to be. When he got there, there was no Jesus. But he goes like, oh, but those are his followers. I'm going to ask them if they can help, and can And so he asked them, you know, can you take care of this evil spirit, this unclean spirit that's in my son? And they couldn't do it. So when Jesus shows up, we find that there are some who stopped the arguing and they went and they ran to Jesus. Not everyone ran to welcome Jesus. There are those who would rather argue than really appreciate the Savior and the Lord of the world. I want you to think a little bit about those of you that are from Harbor of Joy. Back in 2010, this was before my time, I didn't know who you were. But back in 2010, I think those of you that were here, something you'll never forget that you went through. You had to make some pretty difficult decisions. There was some arguing going on about the direction in which the denomination of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America was going. Now, it wasn't something that just sprung on you. It was something that was being talked about for many years ahead of time. It's just that the final decision was made in 2010. Let's just say that it was a very disturbing and painful time for many people, and let's just leave it at that. It was not a fun thing to go through. I helped another congregation go through this process in Western North Dakota. I saw what it does to people who once were friends, who aren't friends anymore. And it's one of those things that it didn't have to happen. You go back to Martin Luther's day. Remember, Martin Luther was called to go to Rome and Italy and to defend his teaching practices before the Pope and his cronies. And so Martin Luther took that very seriously, and he said he would do that. And he was ready to answer any question that the Pope or his cardinals or whoever else he had around him were going to ask questions on what he was teaching, what kind of ministry was he actually doing, because Martin Luther was a Catholic priest. And what he found out as when he got to Rome is that there was no questions at all about what he was teaching. They wanted him to recant of everything he was doing, and he said, he's not good. He says, you show me in the Bible where I have done anything wrong, and then I will explain from the scriptures of what I'm doing. But that never happened. Instead, he would not recant, but Martin Luther said, here I stand. And that's really what a number of people did in 2010. He said, here I stand. Jesus, when he asked, what are you arguing about, and has this man that is not from one of the disciples who speaks up, and he says, I've been looking for you. The reason I came here was with my son. It's his only son. We don't know how old he is. But this father has been with this son for many years, dealing with his son's behaviors. And he says, I came looking for you, and then I saw your disciples and asked them to get rid of this unclean spirit that is in my boy. And they couldn't do it. And so I just want you to think a little bit about what this dad has endured over the years with his boy. He's definitely got to love this guy, his only son, who's not being very nice at times, or does some crazy things, and he never knows when his boy is going to do something crazy. But it's the unclean spirit that is within him that makes him do these things. And we get a little bit of an idea what that is in the scriptures, where it talks about that he rolls on the ground. He would find himself falling to a fire or into the water. Then this spirit wanted to actually kill him. He would foam from the mouth. He couldn't talk. There's no way that this dad could talk to his son, because he couldn't talk back. But he'd foam from his mouth. He would gnash his teeth. He'd go into convulsions. You ever been around anybody who's had convulsions? It's not a pretty sight. It's not fun. You might understand that someone goes into convulsions, death is not that far away. When I was a young child, I went into convulsions at home. And of course, I don't remember anything. But my uncle was there, and he drove on the gravel roads to Turtle Lake, 18 miles away from the hospital. We got there in about 10 minutes. So he was driving fast. And there was no pavement. It was all gravel roads the whole way. And they just told me what happened, and I don't remember anything. But I had a really high temperature, about close to 106 temperature. They put me in water to cool me off. They knew that that wasn't going to work for too long, and so they just got me in the vehicle and took me into the ER. Convulsions. Very concerning. The dad knows that a dark, spiritual, and sinister power is at work in his son. And he knows that he's helpless, and there's nothing he can do about this whole situation. That's why he knows there's only one to go to, and that's Jesus. Help him in the situation, his boy. So all the signs were there for this father, that he knew that his son was controlled by an evil spirit. I believe it's in Matthew. Matthew calls it as a demon. Was within this young man. And so the time came when his father knew that he needed the help of Jesus, because he knows that only Jesus can rescue, heal, deliver, and save. There were signs in the church back in before 2010 for many of you of what was coming down the pipe. It's just a matter of when. But you were being kind of like a frog in a kettle. You put the frog in a kettle and you turn the heat on, it gradually warms up. The frog doesn't know it until it's too late. Because if you try to put a frog in a boiling pot of water, it'll jump out right away. So the signs were there of many different kinds throughout the years. But I'm thankful that there were some. In 2010, you said, we need to go and find Jesus. We cannot let this be a part of our lives anymore. And he's wanted to stay faithful to God's word. And not everyone agreed with you. And things were said that hurt you, and things that you probably said that hurt others too. But you could have gone along with the flow, but instead you chose to go another direction and to paddle against the current. When Jesus asked the Father, how long has he been like this? The father said to him, since childhood, it's been a long time. And so if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. I just love that. Jesus says, if I can. It's like, what are you talking about? I can. You don't know who I am. that I can help you with your son's possession. Because everything is possible for him who believes. I don't know if you saw it in the scriptures there, but when he brought the boy came to Jesus and said that the Spirit saw Jesus. And couldn't handle it. But the boy went into convulsions right away. He fell to the ground and he rolled around foaming at the mouth. It's a terrible sight. It's a terrible thing to be scared of it, to witness and to be there and to see. And how many times did the dad see this happen with his boy? And saved him, rescued him over and over and over. The relief it was when it was over with and the sun settled down. He had to go like, glad that's over with, then we'll give you another time. And so the dad says this to Jesus, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Well, Jesus really calls a spirit by name. Some would say it's pretty generic. It might be, but one of the things you'll always find out when it comes to any kind of demon possession, it's important to find out the name of the demon that's at work. Remember Legion? What is your name? My name is Legion. Legion can be like a legion in the Roman army is like 5,000. Legion could be out of many, many demons that could possess this guy. He knew that he was very powerful because he lived in a nice suburban house. Right? No, he didn't. He lived in the cemetery. And he roamed around and people were afraid of him. And they tried to bind him with chains and he would break them. He had tremendous strength. And so here, he identifies by calling this demon. He says, you deaf and mute spirit. You deaf and mute spirit. I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Now the demon did not reluctantly give up right away. But it says that when Jesus said that, gave him that command, it says that the spirit, he shrieked. He shrieked. He yelled out loud. And he threw the boy into convulsions again, very violently. But then he came out because he has to do the command that Jesus tells him to do. Because he is Lord. He does leave this boy, but not without a fight. And they thought that the boy was dead. There's even people who thought he was dead. But Jesus comes and takes his hand and lifts him up, and he stands by himself, showing that Jesus has the power to deliver, to restore, and to save. He was not dead by any means. And then they went into the house, and his disciples followed him, and they said, Lord, you know, why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we do just what you did? And Jesus replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. So there's certain ways that you deal with the demonic. Know the name. Get people praying. Let people know what you're going to be getting involved in and have people praying for that person as you go to spend time with that person. You say, I need some prayer cover. Just as Steve mentioned earlier today. Pray for me. Because there are some that need more power than what you may have. need to call upon God in prayer and help. So prayer makes the impossible possible. I believe that our prayer group here at Harbor of Joy can tell you many answers to prayer over the years, the months, that we prayed for this person, for this, and now today, this is the outcome of it. So thankful for you ladies. I wish your room was filled with other people praying with you, with the requests that you have. And so God has a plan and a purpose for Harbor of Joy, and we are to depend on God's word and not in ourselves. And that's really what has brought you here to where you are at today at this 11th anniversary. God's word means something to you. Like Martin Luther, he said, "Here I stand." I just don't know why, just my own opinion. I just don't know why, I don't understand why there aren't many, many more people who just leave the church because the church has left them. And get back to standing on God's word. There is power in prayer because prayer brings change of heart. And it heals the wounds. Like the possessed boy, Father, we too need to pray. I do believe, but help my unbelief. Harbor of Joy exists because of the prayers of many people. Some, and maybe even many, thought that starting a new church was impossible. And they all have their reasons. But 11 years later, Harbor of Joy is still here and trusting in Jesus Christ like never before. I'm thankful for that. Because I would not have wanted to be your pastor if you did not have that high standard that we want God's word. We want to hear it. We want to know that we stand on God's word, not on man's rules. So let's keep our eyes on the Lord. Let's continue to serve Him as you have been and as we are doing today. There's great things ahead that we have nothing, we don't even know what that is, that is still ahead of us, that God is going to do. Just keep that in mind. When they happen, you just go like, oh yeah, that's what God does. It's great. But that's what God does great things all the time. Let's pray. The Lord's Prayer together today, shall we? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Let us stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated.
Karen, you're going to come and play a closing song. And it's 1 to 2 o'clock today. celebrate 11 years of Barbara Joyce. And keep in mind, we'd like to hear from you. Now, we don't have all day to do that. So when the time comes, be ready to share something about Barbara Joyce that the Lord has used in your life. Be a blessing to those who are there. Go ahead, Karen.
Why don't you stand for this last?